This NFL season player prop bets edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by mybookie.ag. The UFC is back. International soccer is back. Golf is back. NFL futures and the return of the NBA. Use the promo code SGP for up to a $1,000 bonus. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Finally, we're also brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full line of premium smokable CBD. Now shipping legally to all 50 states. And if you use the promo code SGP, you get 15% off. That's KUSHYDreams.com. Promo code SGP.
You're listening to the Sports Gambling Podcast exclusively on SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Well, Sean, I'm just enjoying a blackberry cucumber decaf nose beer, otherwise known as LaCroix. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great. All things considered.
But all things. What are those things?
Well, we got the NBA coming back. We got a ton of shit to promote. Well, first off, we're going to be doing Thursday night and Friday night Madden games. So we'll be streaming those live, of course, over at mybookie.ag, our Twitch, our YouTube.
In the booth. Getting loose.
And we're taping this on a Wednesday night. Thursday, we're taping a big time podcast with the Super Bowl winner. And then Friday, we're taping another podcast with another Super Bowl winner. And in those two podcasts, we will also have a giant announcement, Ryan, about a big possible college football tournament. So you want to stay tuned for that. And we got some more streaming going Saturday and Sunday.
Jesus Christ. We're busy.
Hashtag content.
Well, I mean, some of this content is starting to write itself now that sports are coming back, Sean.
Sports are coming back. Shit's getting wild. We're going to break down. We did a $1 million budget using the NFL player props. Mybookie.ag has a ton of NFL player props already ready to go. Over under, I think, on all the quarterbacks, receiving yards, I think both touchdowns, and then like a couple of the big. Basically, it looked like they had two of the big pass catchers for each team, and then the running back. Over under, we're doing that gimmick where we give ourselves $1 million, which is awesome. That's kind of on par with our bankroll.
And very, then very realistic.
And then deciding where to throw how much cash and what prop bet. And of course, my wife had seen this the one time with the sheet and the numbers, and just wait, you're doing what? You're betting $50,000 on Dallas Goedert over 35 and a half receptions. I'm kidding. She doesn't know who Dallas Goedert is, but yeah, we're going to get to that. And the NBA is back. Kramer, breaking news.
Oh my goodness. Are we excited, Orlando?
I am excited. Anytime you have a playoff like that, I wish they would be starting it earlier. Cause I think you're missing out. I'm worried there's going to be that overlap with football and whatever, but I'll take it. I'm not going to complain about sports coming back at this point. But
no, this is,
and most importantly, we have a date on the calendar, a date that says July 31st, professional real sports.
Here's
no offense to NASCAR golf and Bundesliga.
Please. Sean, here's the problem. Now we're in a situation where we're overloaded. We're going to have a serious situation in the fall. Where that spouse fatigue that normally happens around the holidays.
Yep. They have no idea what they're getting into.
That's going to be happening before Halloween.
Well, and think about it, because normally Saturday, watch a ton of college football, lay around Sunday, watch a ton of NFL football, and then you get Monday, Thursday night. I think what wives and girlfriends of America don't realize is that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday will now be taken up, and everyone's working from home.
Yeah.
So there's really not going to be any sort of gain productivity by not commuting, or people being able to do their own shit. That's completely out the window. So I think wives don't realize the tsunami. But they're just sitting out there on the beach enjoying, oh, hey, things are getting back to normal. And they don't understand the tsunami of sports that are just going to come and take them out, and just goodbye to any sort of personal interaction. It's going to be crazy.
I mean, if you're the NBA, this has to worry you though, because that's the nightmare scenario. You're running up against the NFL.
Yeah, but
period.
I think what you're going to get is you're going to have days where multiple they're going to have to schedule, because they're all being played in the same arena. I think they're going to have days where it's like 9 hours of NBA basketball. And I think people are going to be so starved for sports, especially in August and September, that you're going to get you're going to see playoff style ratings for pointless regular season games.
Maybe. But what I would say is the nightmare for any basketball nerd, right, the Bill Simmons of the world, is to actually
are we
go.
Sure? Are we sure basketball is good? Are we sure?
To actually have meaningful basketball games go head to head with meaningless NFL games.
Well, hopefully
it's not
going to
go well for the NFL or the NBA. A regular Sunday night football game is going to just destroy whatever they're rocking out there. But look, I mean, I'm happy that sports is coming back. Things are getting a little loud. I mean, the conspiracy theorists out there are wondering if this sports are coming back when people are losing their mind.
Well, yeah, and real quick, you know, we are of course a sports gambling podcast, but hard to overlook the murder of George Floyd and all the turbulence that created. I mean, it's indisputable, much like instant replay. It's indisputable visual evidence. No. They just stepped on the dude's neck. Thankfully, now those people are charged, and the peaceful protest, they were peaceful. But what happens when you have a giant protest like that, ne'er-do-wells come in and you got a bunch of people, it's everyone's on high alert, takes a couple bad eggs as far as, I mean, both sides, it just shit gets wild. It gets out of control. People are dying left and right in the looting that kind of gets connected to the peaceful protest, because people have a peaceful protest, it's going well, then, you know, shitheads come and fuck things up. In any situation, you have a good thing going, shitheads come, and the cops.
The irony of the situation is the shitheads, what they're doing is they're allowing the wealth of their community to be acquired by evil people. Evil rich people. You destroy your neighborhood, the evil rich people come in, they buy it for nickels on the dollar, and then you're fucked even worse. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just out of town. I felt like I
well, came. And it's, and if you look at, if you watch some of the footage, there are these mysterious people, these like piles of bricks that people are finding to maybe to escalate things. And yeah, I just hope everyone stays safe. I mean, it's unfortunate when people die. It just really is. Everyone just wants to be safe. I was doing a little like trying to do come up with an analogy that would fit on this show.
Oh no.
And I came to this analogy that the justice system, as stated right now,
Sean's reading from notes.
The justice system as it currently is like Sam Bradford. Oh no. And if Sam Bradford, I don't know his political stances, and if he's insulted by this, Sam Bradford, you're not a franchise quarterback. And the justice system as it's currently put together is not a franchise quarterback.
No.
People will throw you some stats, much like you did occasionally, Ryan, where you're like, oh, Sam Bradford, you talk yourself into Sam Bradford being a franchise quarterback. But Sam Bradford, much like the justice system right now, it doesn't pass the eye test. You can just look at it. You can see how pissed off it's making people go, you know what? It's not working. We need something different. And some people go to the extreme of like, oh, we need to get rid of it. We just need to get rid of cops. You can't run the Wildcat forever. What you need to do is get rid of Sam Bradford. Have that real conversation of Sam Bradford's not a franchise quarterback. He's never going to be a franchise quarterback. We have to get rid of him. We have to get the weed, pull it out, and bring in a franchise quarterback, AKA fixing the justice system, aka bringing in Carson Wentz.
Oh, Carson Wentz is the answer, huh? Work for the first 9 months of the year and then take the last three off.
Hey, whatever it takes to get us to the Super Bowl as a society. Once you get rid of Sam Bradford, then society, aka the fan base, can buy back in because they feel if they see they have a franchise quarterback, aka a worked out justice system, they know they can. They know they're being represented and that they can. They're going to be excited to go to the games and talk radios and just going to be about the QB controversy. So what that solution is, I don't know. That's for smarter people to figure out, but shit needs a change.
Completely comedic anecdote is that anyone who has attended a high school, went to high school with that kid who was kind of a shithead, always took it a little too far, and he ended up becoming a policeman. So I will say the SGPN, the Sports Gambling Podcast, we have been a little harder on the police than like when we were giving out our awards for veterans, we included postal service members, but not cops. So we were ahead of that curve.
Yes.
But look, yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny. Everyone's so shocked when you're like, no, I went to school with a kid who was a complete jackass. Guess what he is now? He's a fucking lieutenant. Unions. You want to get into it, Sean? Let's go. Yeah,
it's a whole other podcast.
Here's what I will say. If you want to turn lemons into lemonade, you know what's on the fast track in every single goddamn U.S. state right now? Legalizing sports gambling, because they got to pay for all this shit.
Yeah. And that's the COVID and all this stuff going down. States will be desperate for tax revenue, going to be legalized 100%. One last point. Chris Rock has a great joke where he sympathizes with the cops. He goes, I'm not putting my life on the line for 38 grand a year. And as a society, we probably get what we pay for to a certain degree. And he goes, people say, hey, there's just a couple of bad eggs. And his point is there's some jobs you just can't have bad eggs. And that's a great point because he compares it. The riff is if you're Delta, you can't just go, hey, some of our pilots are a couple of bad eggs. No. Sometimes they just start taking hostages middle of the flight and executing people. You can't have bad eggs in police, and how we get rid of those bad eggs, God knows. But
Sean, I mean, if you think about it,
stay safe out there.
Coming out of this, right? Parents now understand the value of teachers. Teacher salary should be tripled. There you go. Society should now value the value or see the value of good cops. Their salary should, you know, we'll see. This won't happen though, right? Because that's the wealth all goes to the rich people. Blah blah blah. Taxes.
All right, I feel like
Dick Olson couldn't come on to comment, but
there's some George Soros angles he's cooking up. All right, Kramer, let's do it. Let's do what we do best and talk about the National Football League. Oh man, I was so excited. Went over to mybookie.ag, played number of hands of blackjack because their casinos open 24/7. And then I saw they were there. The NFL player props. I said to Kramer, we need to do a podcast. Even though we have two Super Bowl champs, which will be joining us later on in this podcast week, and we're going to be streaming 8 games of simulated sports. We got to give the people more freaking content. And of course, all these lines you can get over at mybookie.ag. Use a promo code SGP to play, win, and most importantly, get paid. Get that deposit bonus up to $1,000. Oh my God. Mybookie.ag, promo code SGP.
Sean, can I start?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. The news today was just glorious, right? Drew Brees comes out. Oh yeah.
We got to hit on this too.
We didn't really get to this, but Drew Brees comes out and he's like, "Well, I'm never going to find it okay to disrespect the flag." Listen,
great
bro,
timing, Drew.
I don't want to steal your word, Sean, but yeah, sometimes you got to read the room. And whether or not you feel it is disrespectful to take a single knee peacefully during the national anthem, that is your right to feel that way. I'll give Drew that. But to come out and to say it on the tail, like
the timing, come on.
Of like, honestly, the single worst racial tension point in my existence on this planet.
Yeah.
Is, I mean, happening, it's right up
there, right, with the OJ trial.
It's happening right. I mean, I feel like I was probably too young to really appreciate and understand what happened during OJ, but it's happening right now. And this dumb motherfucker, right? Like, hey kids, you can do anything you want, you dumb motherfucker.
This is like, this is the perfect time. I mean, we thought Jameis Winston had bad vision with his like horrible cataracts that he couldn't read license plates, but Drew Brees, see the field. As a quarterback, you have to see the field and know maybe this isn't the greatest time to respond to, hey, is it bad to kneel? And I almost, I don't say I feel bad for him, cause it's really fun to make fun of him, but I'm a pro flag guy. I respect the flag. I stand when they do the national anthem, but I get people who kneel during the national anthem have explained it. They said, this is why I'm doing it. Okay. I totally get it. And that's what's great about America. That's your choice to express yourself. Also, you're working with these guys, like, just have some common fucking sense.
Beyond that, you're working with Malcolm Jenkins. Like, you're in the locker room with one of the guys who is effectively the leader of the player's cause. And I mean, so for that reason, Sean, I'm tying this to a bet. Jameis Winston is 150-1 to win the MVP. He got his eyes fixed. He already threw for enough touchdowns and enough yards. He just needs to clean up the interceptions. He now is on a Super Bowl contending team. Just imagine a world. What if the Saints make a serious statement? This is New Orleans. This is a community that certainly is not going to see eye to eye with the very elderly and aging Drew Brees. We know that Sean Payton has a ridiculous man crush on Taysom Hill for some reason, but I don't think he's ready. Jameis Winston is the 1 year insurance policy. Why not 5,000 of my million, Sean, 5,000 on Jameis Winston. And I'll be honest. I brought this one up because I think my first angle was he's going to get hurt. I think he falls off the cliff this year.
Well, couldn't there be a Trent Green, Kurt Warner situation? I mean, because they're a dome team, they have tons of great weapons. You saw what Jameis Winston did with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Like you said, 30 touchdowns thrown all over the place. It plays great in the dome. If you look at his outdoor, indoor, and most quarterbacks are this way, but in particular, Jameson, he's great at it in the dome. And I wouldn't be surprised. He's got to get there, but maybe Drew Brees is on a short leash. Kramer, perfect transition to my first prop bet. I also took a bet about Drew Brees, and this is regardless if he starts the entire year or not, under 30.5 touchdown passes, 125,000. It's a big play, but we saw it in that playoff game. Like, there's clearly
he's not,
his skill set has diminished, right? There's great tools around him, great infrastructure, fine, but he's coming off a 27 season touchdowns, and that was, and you know, in 2017 he only had 23. He did have 32 in 2018, but there's clearly a diminishing of his skill set there. And I wouldn't be surprised, even if he plays all 16 games, he's healthy all 16. And to your point, he loves Taysom Hill. He loves those gadget things that they run near the goal line.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe they have a goal line package for Jameson Winston. None of that would surprise me. It all leads to less passing touchdowns for Drew Brees. 30.5 is really, really high.
I mean, I'm quite high on Jameis. I think there's a chance I'm drafting Jameis Winston in best ball. I might have to fire up a league just to get started. Well,
because he's gonna, if he starts you two games in a best ball, imagine
he's giving you points. Period.
What's the next one, Kramer?
I gave this one out already, kind of cheating, but I'm going with Kinlaw, defensive rookie of the year. $10,000. This is 18-1 over at mybookie.ag right now, Sean. Again, I think he is just dropping into a dream situation, right? He's replacing Eric Armstead, and it's just he's loaded around him. So what better situation to take an 18-1 defensive tackle? We went back, we did the analysis, we saw
D tackle is a good angle for defensive rookie of the year.
it seems to be D tackle or edge rusher like 2/3 of the time. So getting him for 18-1, he's dropping into this Niners defense. He's going to be a producer, whether or not he gets enough attention because of the crowd around him. I don't know. 10,000 to win 180.
Kay. I like that. All right. This one, I'm going to be accused of being a homer, but give me Miles Sanders over rushing yards, 925.5. Lock that up. $75,000 on it. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, Craig? I was going to say, I almost one upped you because you're such a pussy to go so low on this one. I didn't your first two props. I was going to include, I ended up scrambling to find different ones, 'cause I thought it'd be boring to agree.
Well, Miles Sanders is going to have a huge fantasy year. Kramer, do you know off the top of your head how many rushing yards he had last year?
I would guess he didn't go over that total.
No, but like what, just off the top of your head, I was surprised when I saw this.
820.
818. And that was he only started 11 games. They've made it a point that he's going to be good. Their workhorse. He's going to be I wouldn't be surprised if he's a top five fantasy player in PPR leagues. He's going to have a huge year. I wouldn't normally take him to win like the rushing title or something like that, but 925.5 is really, really low. And especially they're bringing in the guys from, they're bringing in the guy from the Ravens. I'm blanking on a Morningweg. They're bringing in Scangarello from San Francisco. They run the ball a lot, getting the play action going. I think he's going to have a huge year and over 925.5.
The only thing that would give me pause here is that the Eagles historically have shared the ball under this coaching regime, right?
Well, that's true. But even he himself has said that's because they didn't have a guy that they thought could carry the load. And they use a second round pick on Miles Sanders. If you look at their other second round pick running backs, LeSean McCoy,
pretty good.
Yeah. There's, if they use a second round pick on a running back, they're gonna make him the workhorse.
No, I was totally positioned to play those. I probably would jump on the Sanders. I think he is all I'm with you. I think he's going to have a great year. I might have a couple best ball leagues already.
Well, and quick sidebar, throw it out there. Did a Eagles only podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Check that out. Die Hard Eagles. Me and two of my buddies just talking Eagles. So check that out. Kramer, what's your third one?
Yeah, let me know if you need any sort of producing next time. someone gave me shit about it. Patriots.
Wait, who gave you shit?
Oh, just a friend. Just a friend.
No, my mic quality wasn't amazing. It'll work on it in the future.
It's like, wow, you let that go live? I'm like, yeah, no, Sean's the boss. Patriots most loss. Wait, is it my turn? Yes. Patriots most losses. I don't know why we're all just assuming Bill's going to pull a rabbit out of his house. What if what if the rabbit he wants to pull out of his ass is the tank for Trevor Lawrence? We don't think that's likely. But what if it is? Also, they don't have a fucking quarterback on their roster that we know to be any good. So why not 45-1? I'm putting 10 grand on it. You'll notice, Sean, I'm not spending much. I've only spent 25.
You're frugal right now.
But I wanted to zig a little bit. Plus, this is great for you being able to post this to Reddit, trolling those Patriots fans. But what about this roster? It's not like the roster's great. They're just missing a quarterback. The whole thing is like deflated. So Patriots most losses, 45-1.
This one, I feel great about this. Mike Evans under 12,500 receiving yards, 150 grand on that. Come on, let's go. What are you laughing
1200,
at?
1200.
What did I say? 12,000. All right. Well then that's really a lock. The Jameson
Vegas Dave.
I need my reading glasses, but I won't wear them on camera because I look like a fucking nerd. Mike Evans, 1200. Are you 1200 receiving yards? You're bringing in Gronk, who Brady loves to throw the ball to, yeah. And Godwin had an awesome year last year. He's going to get more work, and to get over 1200 yards. Have you watched Tom Brady? He's not chucking it deep down the field anymore. To get over 1200 yards is really. He had 67 catches last year. This is with Jameis and Winston throwing it all over the place. They're playing from behind basically a perfect scenario for receiving yards, only 1157. Now the year before he hit the over at 1524, but the year before that he started 15 games and only gave you 1,000 receiving yards. So I think it to get over for him to have over 1200 receiving yards is just, it's going to take an insane I don't know. I just don't see it happening.
I like that lean. Although what I would worry is they just go full vertical and that air down, that warm air down there loosens Tom up.
Dude, he's going to check it down. They're not going to be down, so they're not going to have to throw. I mean, you forget those games were so great for fantasy because they were always throwing pick sixes. They were always down by multiple touchdowns. It's going to be a way more conservative.
God, we had every week. I feel like the game was on in the top left TV.
It was so fun to watch from fantasy. I just don't think it's going to be as fun.
No, I'm with you. I like that you're coming out here with some unders, Sean. This is not the same gut handicap.
Oh, I got a lot of unders. What do you got, Kramer?
Another $10,000 one. So now I'm up to 35 total spent. $10,000 on the Falcons win the NFC South. Obviously, you'd say, "Hey, Ryan, that contradicts." With your stone cold lead pipe lock of Jameis Winston to be the MVP at 151. Yeah,
how are you going
to
hit both these, Kramer? But walk me through this scenario.
Again, lottery tickets here. I'm in the lottery ticket section. We were allowed to make 10 bets and spend $1 million. And this is how I chose to do it, Sean. So deal with it.
You went longer shot.
Falcons 8-1. Let's talk about it. Everyone's assuming it's going to be a two horse race. All right. Already New Orleans, that locker room is fucked. Like, how does that get repaired unless they get rid of Drew Brees and my Jameis Winston MVP bet is very live? So I don't think it's such a clear cut two horse race. This is the Dan Quinn all in back against the wall year. Matt Ryan, perhaps one more year. They have talent all over that offense. Steven Jackson, this is his get back revenge year. They got it, some defensive help. Why are they not being included? And by the way, it's pretty disrespectful to say New Orleans, Tampa, even race, Atlanta, you're plus 800. Am I missing something? I know they weren't the best team, but they were close
to me.
And they are a positive regression candidate big time. I'm just saying there's value on 8-1.
I think Atlanta's kind of more the wounded animal about, and this is Dan Quinn's last year. However, you make a good case.
Why keep them then? Why are they? Will they rally? I think they rally. I think they keep them because the team's playing.
Well, because he did
fuck
well.
Matt Ryan.
You're.
That's how you know this is a good value because I hate Matt Ryan.
You're begrudgingly picking Matt Ryan. Another under, and I like this guy. Last year, I picked him to be, I think, the best.
Yeah.
Fantasy football receiver.
Two hot takes from Sean. Juju sucks, or George Kittle sucks, and Juju is great.
And Juju was not great last year. A lot of that, though, and
George Kittle was.
A lot of that, I'm not going to acknowledge George Kittle. A lot of that, it was because of the quarterback situation. But even though you get Big Ben back, it's still his reception total sits at 91.5. So lock that up on the under. He could have a great year and not catch 92 passes. I mean,
we might have seen. I mean, will we ever see a year where he's got Antonio Brown across from him again? Probably not.
But even that, it's like, okay, he had 111. That's pretty crazy. But last year he only had 42 receptions. Now having Big Ben back will help you, but is that going to add 50 receptions?
No, I'm pointing out that maybe he's just one of those, what do they call them? 4A players. He can't be the guy. Like when he's the number one, he's not that good. But when he's the number two, he's amazing. Like he's a
Will Fuller. Maybe.
Good example. Like he's never going to be the number one. I like this angle. That's an incredibly high total for a guy who, like you said, Big Ben, he doesn't make up 50 receptions.
Yeah. You're 50 reception swing from the previous year. That's insane.
So many unders, Sean. All right.
I'm all under, baby. Team all under, gang.
Next up, and Sean, I've only spent 35K. I'm going to add 20 to that. I have so much to spend over these last five. It's going to be fun. Frank Reich, coach of the year, 20-1. I'm going to put 20K on that. 20K to win 400K. Why not, Sean? This team is ready, and now they have a quarterback. If you believe Phillip Rivers can get it done, you said it earlier, we're in a dome. That helps quarterbacks. We saw what it did for Peyton Manning, right? He didn't have to get taken out back and shot until he came to the outdoors of Denver. I think Phillip going indoors, Phillip having an absolute just loaded roster around
good offensive line. We saw it in Madden Mayhem. And they get DeForest Buckner on the defensive side.
And you have specifically in your division, you have a couple, you know, Titans might be the most stable team in the biggest competition, a time bomb in Houston. I think, and he's very respected. People speak highly of him. I think they would very quickly, the media would quickly rally to make him a candidate early if this team starts hot.
Well, he's well respected, which I think in some ways can hurt you.
But why is he 20-1 though?
The coach of the year, all these coach of the year bets seemed way too high. And even Stefanski for the Cleveland Browns, as much as I kind of think the Browns are trash, if he comes in and takes the Browns team, just gets them to calm down a little bit and gets them to 9 or 10 wins, I think he's like 30 or 35-1. And there's a shitload of talent there. I don't really see, but at 35-1, I think that's kind of worth a certainly a roll of the dice. Kramer, this proves that I'm not a homer. Jalen Reagor under 800.5 receiving yards, -240. Some reason the juice is insane on this. I threw $240,000 on it. I think Reagor can have a great year without without getting 800 receiving yards. They're going to involve him in the rushing game, and I think he has a couple of big plays. He's involved in the returning game, but the receiving, the Eagles, Carson went through for 4,000 yards without having one receiver catch for over 500 yards. That's never been done in NFL history. And you have Deshaun Jackson coming back, both tight ends. Greg Ward's going to be nagging some of those catches. Miles Sanders out of the backfield. For him to get to 801 yards is going to be crazy.
You know, when I saw some of these, I saw them and it's like, this number is so high. I mean, it would take.
And that's why the juice on this is wonky at -240. But I'm a little surprised it's that high. You know what I'm also surprised at, Ryan? That people they're still listening to this podcast. They haven't paused this podcast and headed over to aceperhead.com to start their own business. That's right. You're tired of paying the bookie? Why not just become your own bookie? That's right. Ace per Head, they help you start your own sports book, set you up with an all-inclusive professional betting site. All the lines updated up to the second. Wagers graded immediately. Great mobile support. If you've ever used an Ace per Head site, very solid. I know a guy who uses it for his local clients, swears by them. Very great service top to bottom. And they have it all as far as like all this. They even have a little sim action going. They got golf, MMA, NBA. They got it all. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Get up to 6 weeks free with our link. Kramer, take it away. Bet number six.
Bet number six, and we're going to start juicing it up, Sean. I have a little tally to this point. Sean, you've spent $640,000. I've spent 55,000. Next up, Drew Lock over 21.5 passing touchdowns, -125. I'm going to lay 125,000 on that. This team has weapons all over the field now. They still have a defense. To get to 22 touchdowns, you don't have to do much. Daniel Jones went over this total last year, Sean. To put it in perspective, I think the emergence of Cortland Sutton with the rookie, you have the tight end. Why am I blanking on his name? Noah Fant, who was. I just think he's going to average more than 1.3 touchdowns a game or whatever it is.
Yeah. In this, the way the league's structured right now, 21.5 is a pretty low total, right? Like I'll look it up real quick, but how many people didn't go over that in 2019?
I mean, I think Matt's, I think it's not as low as you think. Because there is the variance of will this guy play the whole season, right?
Yeah. So like, I guess that's always the caveat is injury. Like really it's boring, but if you just took the under on like every single player prop available, especially with the quarterback, like if you just took every quarterback and hammered the under, you might be in decent shape. So for comparison, Jared Goff, had 22 passing touchdowns. Baker Mayfield had 22 passing touchdowns.
And those guys suck.
Ryan Tannehill, who only played 10 games, had 22 touchdowns. Phillip Rivers had 23 touchdowns.
You know, that's probably a good comp there, the Tannehill comp, because I feel like Drew Lock, as he emerges, if he can take the next step, I think he'll look a little bit like Tannehill. So that's my play number six, 125,000. Sean, I've spent a little bit more now. I'm up to 180,000. Number six for you.
Number six for me, going over to Big Blue, your Giants, Evan Engram under 62.5 receptions. I only put 50,000 on it, but how does this guy get 62 receptions? He had 64 in his rookie year in 2017, but that was, he got 115 targets.
Yeah.
He's not going to get 115 targets. They were talking about trading him. Like,
There was injury concerns there. This is his,
he's highly injury prone too. Like, yeah. Is the kid talented? Sure. He's athletic, but to get 63 receptions in this offense, I just don't see that.
I have a sneaky, here's what I'll say. I think
maybe Jason Garrett and Freddie Kitchens, they scheme something up and really get this kid involved. That brain trust, Kramer, we've barely touched the surface. When we were taping the Eagles podcast, we almost forgot to make fun of the Giants for that. Luckily we got that.
That's why I love the prospects this season. I do like I would lean under versus over on this bet for sure, but don't be surprised if Evan Engram is a big reason why Joe Judge and the All Rise New York Giants win the NFC East. And let's move on to my seventh prop, Sean. Christian McCaffrey under 1,299.5 rushing yards, -130. I laid 130,000 on it, Sean. Come on. Let's go. Regression. This is just blind regression. I didn't look at the number. I didn't do anything other than say I'm fading Christian McCaffrey on the ground because I think Matt Rhule is smart enough to know, unlike Riverboat Ron, sorry, Analytical Ron. McCaffrey is much more valuable to that team healthy than he is hurt. Giving him a shit ton of carries is not the way to keep him healthy. So I think this is
look at his touches the past couple of years. 2018, he had 219 carries and 107 catches. That's 326. Now look at 2019, 287 carries.
Too many.
And 116 catches.
No.
That's, what is that? 403 touches?
It's too many.
In an NFL season? For that little white dude, and he only got 1387 on 287 carries. How is he going to get to that? I'm just laughing at Kramer reaching off screen for some medicinal help there.
Some lung beers.
Mitch Trubisky.
No.
Starter. Day one starter +200. 60K on that.
No.
Do I think Mitch Trubisky is great? No. But let's look at the facts here. Mitch Trubisky, he's on the last year of his deal. They brought in Nick Foles because they want Nick Foles to win the job, right? Yep. Or they want at least Mitch Trubisky to fail. If you put in Foles there day one and he sucks, then you bring in Mitch Trubisky, you're completely fucked. You need to give the Bears season ticket holders and the Bears fans hope that someone can come in better than Mitch Trubisky.
You're being very logical. This is the way you should do it. I agree. You always want the savior to come in and be the savior, right?
And there's not enough training camp for him to really learn the offense or even win the job. Like, there's going to be limited preseason, limited training camp, whatever. They're doing their virtual Zoom meetings. How is he going to steal the job if there's not even enough time for him to learn the playbook?
Yeah, and don't forget the Bears traded up to take Mitch over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Sorry, Bears fans.
That's brutal, Kramer. You don't need to keep rubbing it in the poor Bears fans.
My next one, Sean, I'm going 150K on the Colts will make the playoffs. I'm double dipping a little bit here. Obviously the Frank Reich one's a bit more of a lottery ticket, but -150 Colts make the playoffs. Sure. I'm not protected for injury, but
Well, and the Jags have just appeared to just punt on the season. So
they're not trying.
That feels good. And there is that seventh. I think the seventh playoff spot starts this year. So you get a couple extra wins in your division against some shittier opponents. And minus 150. That feels great.
It just feels like this is going to be the Colts year. It does. If there's just so many things going for it, Justin Decker will be rooting them on every Sunday. Phillip's there.
I went to reach for the San Diego Superchargers sound effect, Kramer, and I'd replace it with the drone strike from our from the live streams when someone gets out of pocket, as the kids say in the chat room, we have to fire the drone at them.
Is that what they say? All right, let's go.
Well, that and Rob Dyrdek. Mike Gesicki, you know, I love a good white tight end from Penn State, Kramer. Mike Gesicki over 649 and a half receiving yards. Throw 50K on that. At any time you get a rookie quarterback, I love him going to the tight end. And I also love the check down to the, check down to the running backs. That's what they do. And Gesicki coming off a great season, 570 receiving yards. Flores seems to like him. Super athletic for a tight end. Fun to watch. Penn State kid. He can easily get you 650.
That's a low number. Yeah. And it's a position that you typically get better as you go. You're not going to be
third year
excelling early on. Funny, Sean, the only overs you've taken Penn State guys. So maybe
conspiracy theory. Maybe, there's something out there.
Maybe you are a homer. Who knows?
What do you got left, Kramer?
Sean, let's start backing up. Do we still have the Brinks truck or the,
it's lost somewhere in the soundboard.
So we don't have it.
No, not currently.
All right. Well, let's go big. Of course, if you're keeping track at home, you would be like, wow, Ryan, you only have two bets left and you still have $540,000. You bet your ass. I do. Joe Burrow, Joe Exotic, Stogie Joe.
Hell yeah. Joe Bros, him and Joe Mixon.
Over 21 and a half passing touchdowns. This was minus 170.
I looked at that and I'm like, God damn, that's low.
I'm going 1.5 times. So 240K on this to pay 150K. I just don't see with the weapons that team is going to run out there. Yes, Sean, all the things you said about it being a different year, Zoom meetings, blah, blah, blah. But sounds like they're going to have training camp. Sounds like it's going to be a real thing. And it sounds like Joe Burrow is going to be walking into an offense that is locked and loaded. And most importantly, you know what Cincy has? Zero defense. And that's what it takes sometimes.
Get some garbage.
Sometimes it takes the other side of the ball to give you the opportunities. And that, you know, if you want to knock my Drew Lock pick, that would be it. But I'm going big here. 240K Joe Burrow, Stogie Joe goes over his total 21 and a half passing touchdowns.
Kramer, do you good comparison here? Kyler Murray, 20 touchdowns. Is Joe Burrow two touchdowns better than Kyler Murray? I think so. Is it even almost better to just take Joe Burrow rookie of the year at plus 200 than Joe Burrow over 20 and a half passing touchdowns? Just game theory.
Maybe, but I think he can throw for 22. I mean, again, Daniel Jones went over this total
for 23,
did not win rookie of the year. So I'm going to play this. I appreciate your game theory. I'm going to roll with my own.
One more shout out here. Cushy Dreams. You stuck inside all day, getting cramped. Getting tense. Maybe fire up some of that smokable CBD. CBD, great for your back. Play a little golf, fire up the CBD. The smokable CBD, you can fire it up on the course. It's legal in all 50 states. You get that nice, tight CBD pre-roll. I enjoy the creative CBD. Looks like high quality weed, feels like high quality marijuana, smells like it, but doesn't get you high. Not like the traditional weed, and very high CBD quality. Kramer, I know you're a big Cushy Dreams CBD guy.
Love it.
What's your preferred CBD?
I'm telling you, peace and love, bro. Peace and love. All day I was up in wine country. Pairs nicely with a with a nice
bit of Sauvignon Blanc and some peace.
Very nice.
CBD, we could all use a little more peace in our lives these days. And if you go to cushydreams.com, use the promo code SGP, get up to 15% off. That's KUSHYDreams.com, promo code SGP. Kramer, one of my final two bets, $150,000. Mm. I looked at this one once. I looked at it twice. I go, I got to go big on this. I, what am I missing? Tell me what I'm missing here. Kareem Hunt under 58 receptions, or it's actually 58 and a half. Kareem Hunt. He's had 53 his rookie year, 26 and then 37. How is he getting to 58 and a half? I know maybe Stefanski throws them all a little bit more, but Chubb, you have Jarvis Landry, you have Odell Beckham Jr., the boat trip himself. How do you find room to get him 59 catches?
Well, I think you called it. I think Chubb could be an absolute stud, and I think Kareem Hunt could be reserved to a pass catching role where he's lining up in the slot. He's lining up as a second running back. He's lining up all over the field. I agree. It's a crazy high number. I mean, that's a lot of receptions. It's an absolute lot of receptions. Unless you think this Browns team is going to throw the ball a shitload, and perhaps that's the angle.
But
here,
specifically throw it to the running back, because they have Jarvis Landry, they have Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, I'm sure a reason they brought Stefanski in was, dude, we traded all this shit for Odell Beckham Jr. We need to. Yeah, they brought in Hooper.
Like, they have a lot of mouths to feed, so I like it. I like
in Madden Mayhem, how many times did they throw to Kareem Hunt?
Not many.
Exactly.
Well, Sean doing all of his prep work based on simulations.
Unlike Colby, I believe in the simulation. I think it's a solid simulation.
By the way, Sean, I have lines for all the games we'll be calling this weekend. So,
well, why don't you throw those out right now?
Should we quick sidebar? All right, yeah. Let's.
And then we'll give out our final prop.
Thursday, 8 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. Chiefs -8.5. 50 and a half is the total. Texans are 3-1. Which side are you going to take? You've been going with the dogs.
Yeah. I mean, I'll let you being down 6 units. I'll give you the courtesy pick, Kramer.
I'll take the, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah. I like the Texans. I mean, the mobile quarterback thing. Yeah, I like them. Give me the Texans.
The nightcap, 10 PM on the East Coast, 7 PM on the West Coast. Bucks, Tom Brady and the Bucks head to New Orleans to take on Drew Brees.
If you're noticing what we're doing, these next few weeks are going to be doing a Madden Sims. I went through and Kramer and I, and we pulled basically the Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night game, and then like one, whatever the big primetime afternoon or morning game would be. So these are actual games you're going to see this season in 2020.
Yeah, so that you're right. I didn't call it out. The Houston KC game is the Thursday night game.
That's the kickoff to the season.
Bucks Saints was just like a 1 p.m. on the West Coast, like afternoon 4 p.m. game. But it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's,
and now it's super interesting.
TB12.
Will the Saints even play for Drew Brees? God,
it's
only
a baby fucking wheel, man.
Saints -4, 52 is the total. Sean, who are you taking?
No, I'll take Saints.
Yeah, they're so good in that.
The Tampa Bay's defense is dog shit.
All right. And then on Friday, we're playing both the Monday night games, the week one Monday night doubleheader, the early game. Steelers head to New York to take on my Giants. Giants are +7.5. 49 is the total. I'll take the Giants. Hopefully that grows before kickoff. And then the nightcap, Titans head to take on Drew Lock and the Denver Broncos. We love Denver early in the season
at home.
I'm assuming you're going to take that. We should.
Oh yeah. I'll take Denver.
I guess I took the Giants, so you can take Denver. Yeah. Looking forward to it. We're going to be calling Thursday night and Friday night, 7 PM. What are the times, Sean? 5 PM on the West Coast and 7 PM on the West Coast every Thursday and Friday in the month of June.
Madden Mayhem in June. It continues. Couldn't come up with a good Madden June hem. Jumbo June, because we're going to be calling Madden and possibly college Jay football. Stay tuned.
Jay's just not a good name letter. It just doesn't work well with many other letters. All right, my last one, Sean. If you're keeping track at home, you're like, wow, Ryan, you still have $300,000 to spend.
Oh my God.
You're not practicing proper portfolio management. Well, that's right. I'm pushing all my chips to the motherfucking middle of the table. How is Gronk's touchdown total only 5.5? If he's playing, he's going to have that total by week five, maybe at the worst. Are you like this? You're telling me Tom Brady's not going to him every time in the end zone. Why is it only 5.5? And is it really just a circus thing? Gronk is unstoppable. Close personal friend.
Friend of the program. He only had 3 touchdowns at last year with the Patriots.
He was
and
hurt.
In 2016, he had only 3 touchdowns. Well, and that's part of the problem. He retired, and maybe he's completely healthy, 100%.
It's the humidity down there, Sean. He's on the program.
Well, he was already conditioned for professional wrestling, which is really funny if you do the math. Like, he lost weight to compete in professional wrestling. It's the first guy who got smaller and then went into professional wrestling.
That's pretty funny.
I you're right. They'll try and get him involved there at the goal line. They have that sort of connection already. He knows where he's going to be. Again, to the Gronk point, that's why I think the Mike Evans thing is way too high.
Agreed.
For my final player prop bet for the 2020 season, we'll be giving out plenty when we do division previews, but
this is it. This is the only time we're going to talk about
we're going to talk football gambling on the sports. And,
by the way, we didn't mention this earlier in the show, but when football does come back, because there's so many other sports, it won't be the number one thing. It will probably be like the second or third thing. Maybe we'll focus on baseball or soccer 1 week.
I was wondering where you're going with that, Kramer. You started to scare me.
Too dry.
Final bet here. And I hate to go against him because he just had his graduation, but Larry Fitzgerald just graduated, finally got that degree from University of Phoenix. Larry Fitzgerald under 709.5 receiving yards. I love Larry Fitz. He's great. He's a great locker room guy, but he's coming off a year where he had 800 receiving yards. They bring in DeAndre Hopkins and he's a year older. Like, he's been in the league forever.
And you got to feel bad. He finally graduates and he can't even walk.
They had a virtual ceremony. Well, did they already have a virtual ceremony? Because it is University of Phoenix. They were actually planning an in-person graduation, but that got canceled because of COVID-19. They did, his teammates, though, they did drive around his house and honk their horns and congratulate him on that degree.
I did participate in one of those.
Oh my God.
I'm not proud.
Do you drive around multiple times or what do you do?
We had that conversation while we were doing it. We went once. We said, I said, I don't think so.
That's like a Zoom party. You go like, hey, I'm here. Okay. Happy birthday.
One of the things.
Cool. Now what? Okay. Yeah. How are you guys doing? Yeah. Crazy with this Corona thing. Okay. Thanks. Yeah. I got to go stare at the wall. Thank you.
Yeah. Violate lockdown.
50,000 there for me on Larry Fitzgerald under 709.5.
Nice work, Sean.
We're back, Kramer.
Big announcement coming tomorrow.
Yep.
Check.
With a Super Bowl interview.
Us calling more Madden simulations over on my bookie Madden Twitch page, as well as our Twitch page, YouTube page, and everywhere else you can watch our fine videos.
Wherever great pods are sold.
2 Super Bowl victors. We'll be joining the program tomorrow and Friday.
And one in particular.
Hashtag Degens Only.
I would call him a Degens Only ambassador. And we'll have to ask him about that in the pod. But both guests, awesome. Shout out to Colby, the Dan to Base, killing it with these bookings. And anything else, Kramer?
Big announcement. I think I already said it, but one more time, super big, extra large announcement. Again, Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We'll be setting more industry trends. I guarantee this will be copied, Sean. I guarantee this will be mimicked. I guarantee this will be duplicated. If you motherfuckers try to make it seem like you came up with it, we will come for you.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Rate, review, share, get those iTunes reviews in. Come on. The content train needs that review, Cole. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Football is back, baby.
Kramer, let it ride.